Esmeralda, can you even comprehend what's happening? It's Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Skip.
How you doing? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, too, Skip. How was the flight in on the jet? Everything
just dandy. Thank you for bringing me in on a day when it wasn't raining.
Yeah, no, I know. We've had some really crazy, rainy, sleety, icy, snowy weather.
We consulted 5 meteorologists.
Wow. Thanks, Esmeralda.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We only needed to consult one. But we did 5.
Thorough.
Far,
we, you know.
Far more fact-checking than
that's
we
right.
should have we
just,
we needed to do.
We have skilling. That's all we need. As you know, the top meteorologist in the world.
So. I fly him to Alaska every once in a while.
You fly him to Alaska every
yeah,
once in a while?
Yeah, he loves the Alaska.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Big fan.
Okay.
Up there every few years.
All right. And you fly him up there every once
mm-hmm.
in a while?
Yep.
All right.
At least I can do. Probably does for us.
That's true. All right. So we know how this works, right? Do we hear the thing with the thing? So this is pop-up video, and we will answer questions about specific videos based on the VH1 TV show, and whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins $43 million. And I don't know if you know that or not, Esmeralda, but...
Still waiting for my other checks.
Yeah?
But, you know,
we'll keep
waiting. I trust you guys.
All right, what are we starting with here, Skip?
Mr. DiGilio,
what happened?
Please provide us a line or two from Lionel Richie's Say You, Say Me.
By the way, this is the song that beat Huey Lewis, Power of Love. So I don't know if I'm really happy about singing this.
You're real sore about this one.
I'm still angry about this. Power of Love, Huey Lewis, but Back to the Future. Come on! All right. Say you, say me. Say it together. Naturally. Say you, say me, say it together, happily. All right.
Impressive.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
You think Lionel Richie showed up?
I was going to say, where did he go?
Well, he had to go back to, he starts American Idol on Sunday. So
right.
He's actually up on the ceiling. I don't know if you saw him.
What a stupid ass song.
He's
that
been
is.
There.
He's been there the whole
all
time.
All night
he's
long.
He's been dancing. He's been he's been there all night long. But he didn't say hello.
FTW.
He did.
Why is that plaque glowing behind you?
Oh, see right there? That's that right there. That's mine. Okay. What's next, Skip?
Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the two famous male dancers in this video? Who are the two famous male dancers in this video?
Lionel Richie and his brother.
Lionel Richie and his brother.
Yeah.
Johnny
yeah.
Richie.
Johnny Richie. They were the stars of White Nights.
The other Richie.
Mikhail Baryshnikov, Gregory Hines. Have you ever seen White Nights?
No.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I like her answer much better.
Yeah.
Johnny Richie.
I mean, Lionel Richie's famous. I'm sure his brother is, too, when Lionel Richie's hanging around.
Yeah, but I'm
and
famous.
And he says that's his brother.
Famous dancer. Lionel Richie's not really known as a famous dancer.
Not in these circles. Yeah.
No, say you.
I dare you to dance on a ceiling with Lionel Richie
I
and see who wins.
I can't do it. Can't do it. Mikhail Baryshnikov and Gregory Hines could, though. All right.
I believe this is a lyric from a song. The song. What kind of quote unquote dream does Lionel have in this song? What kind of quote unquote dream does Lionel have in this song?
What? Wait. So.
It's like an adjective. You're describing the dream.
It's a kind of dream.
It's a kind of dream. This is a very poor question. I will point this out up front.
All right. He's having a crazy dream.
An awesome dream.
How the hell is anybody supposed to know that?
Oh, my my gosh.
I think if you asked Lionel Richie that question, he wouldn't know it. Because all the blood's rushed to his head. He'd have a hard time answering it. All right. Jeez.
Esmeralda, hopefully you were paying attention earlier, because this was the theme song to what 1985 movie about dancing?
White Nights.
That is correct.
All right. Did you flip?
We have flipped.
He's flipped. He's flipped. Skip, flipped. He's flipped. Skip, flip. We're tied at one after the first,
really?
The first round. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Multiple choice on this first one.
Because I didn't know it was an awesome dream. All right.
Endless Love was a duet sung by Lionel and who else?
Is this multiple choice?
It is, if you'd like them.
I don't need it.
All right, go
it's
ahead.
Diana Ross.
That is correct.
I can't believe that's multiple choice, but that damn dream wasn't.
Your other options would have been Barbra Streisand, Donna Summers, or Jennifer Warnes.
Okay.
You are correct with Diana Ross. Esmeralda, mm-hmm. What is the name of the wolf in Kevin Costner's Dances with Wolves?
He had a name?
Yeah.
What was the name of the wolf in Kevin Costner's Dances with Wolves? Not multiple choice. The only question on this
cool.
side of the card, not multiple choice.
How is that not multiple choice, but the Diana Ross question is?
Oh, I'd imagine when this box game came out, it was probably still pretty popular.
It was probably still in the theaters. when it came. All right.
Scruffy.
Is it? Let me guess. It's not Scruffy.
It is not Scruffy.
Is it like socks or something? Or?
Very close. Two socks.
Two socks. Why would I hate that movie? Why do
is
I?
Is it because his feet look like he was wearing
yes.
socks?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. See, at least they should have said something like that in the a hint.
They should have given you a multiple choice on that.
They should.
Well, I mean, that would have been.
Unless you're the president of the Kevin Costner fan club, you're not going to. I don't know how I came close to getting that.
Two socks.
I just remember because the wolf was the best thing in the movie. So, all right.
What was the big hit for the 80s group Dream Academy? Was it?
Oh, well, wait. Let me see if I can. We have. It's multiple choice, right?
It is, yes.
I'm going to say Life in a Northern Town.
That is correct.
Okay.
Your other choices would have been Take on Me, Take These Broken Wings, or Voices Carry. But Life in a Northern Town is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. What is the name of the high school in the television series White Shadow?
Oh, my God.
What is that?
What? Because it's a White Knight was the question, so that's why White mm-hmm. Shadow. She wasn't even alive when this show was on the air.
I just read them. I don't write them.
All right.
Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
Carver, South Central, or West Beverly? Again, your options are... What is the name of the high school in the television series White Shadow? A, Jefferson. B, Carver. C, South Central. D, West Beverly.
Jefferson.
That is incorrect. Carver.
Carver.
Man. Is this card over yet?
Yeah, the card's over.
That was the last one.
All right. It's 3-1. I'm ahead, but she got a question about White Shadow.
White Shadow.
And the question about Dances with Wolves was not multiple choice.
What was White Shadow about?
It was about a white basketball coach played by Ken Howard.
Oh, I've heard of that, yeah.
Coached the basketball team for an inner city school.
Yeah, I've
It was
heard
a great
it.
Show. It was but it was a 70s show and it was done by the mid 80s. You weren't even alive when you were like 2 when it was canceled.
Oh.
And it was never one of those shows that like stayed on television. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a syndicated hit. It was popular for about 5 years in the 70s and early 80s. It's ridiculous. But Ken Howard was awesome, and the show did rule. But... yeah. Yeah, man. There you go. We are back, and it's Skip. Skipley had retired, but he decided to come back. Skip, welcome back.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming back.
Of course, Mo is my pleasure.
He's the Skipster Skippington Skippleton.
Right. You wouldn't want to get replaced.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Wow.
You should always come back.
Okay.
Thanks, Esmeralda.
Always comes back. All right, it's Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. Steve Grzanich is up next with the opening bell at 5. All right, the cats are outside. They're gathered on Michigan Avenue. There are now 36,000 cats outside. And I'm looking in the sports department. Dave Ennett's getting all ready. And there are 4,300 cats on Dave's head right now.
It's very warm.
Yeah.
It's like one of those Russian hats.
It is. It's a really tall Russian hat full of cats. And there's Dave getting ready for that. So we are here, and we're all ready to hear Esmeralda. So, Skippy, what do we got there?
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Prince's Most Beautiful Girl in the World.
I just, again, it's with the chorus. Oh, wait, how does that go? Most beautiful girl in the world. I remember there was like an old lady in it. That's as far as I remember.
You just know the chorus?
Yeah, I only know the chorus.
Yeah, this one I'm not, you know, and I'm a huge Prince fan, and I know the chorus, but that's kind of it. There's a sort of...
Well, yeah, there's more words.
No, I know that, but this is one of those. This is not one of those for me songs that I go back to listen.
Right,
to Prince.
This is with when he had Diamonds and Pearls.
Yeah, this is Diamonds and Pearls. I think this is from Diamonds and Pearls.
Yeah. And Cream. I was paying more attention to that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't you see? Ooh.
Wow.
The most beautiful girl in the world.
The cats are running out into the street committing suicide.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're just waiting because there's one car that goes by.
Dave's head got completely scratched by 43 cats. So he's just shaking his head in there.
We'll have to trim those nails next time.
All right. Well, you got it anyway. You knew the chorus.
Thank you, Esmeralda.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be a rough card,
Oof.
Man. It's going to be a rough card. All right.
What murdered soul legend's daughter is one of the beautiful girls featured in this video?
Oh, boy.
What murdered soul legend's daughter?
Marvin Gaye?
That is correct.
He's a murdered soul
he
legend.
He is. Well, yeah. No, that checks all the boxes.
Esmeralda, what relation is dancer Maite Garcia to Prince?
It's his wife.
That is correct.
Or was.
Yes. All right.
This is a perform this, Nick.
No.
Please dance like Prince.
Man, too bad I don't got my phone on
me. In this video? From this video? I don't know. I don't remember how he dances.
We'll open it up. We'll just open it up to
all
dance.
The videos.
Well, I can't do the splits.
You should try.
Yeah, no, you don't want to see me try to do
the splits. He's just on
the
ground like I can't get up now.
No, you don't want to see me do the splits. I can't dance like Prince. Nobody can dance like Prince. He does a lot of this.
Pretend you're playing the guitar as Prince.
Well, he does a lot of that. And then he does a lot of this.
If anyone's watching the webcams right now.
I was
going
to say, right? How lucky are we that this happened.
And then he does the splits. He spins around a lot and does the splits, none of which I can do.
Well, go on.
I did a little bit of stuff. That's enough. I can barely walk. All right.
We have flipped.
Oh, flip! That's what I could have done that.
Yeah, see, why didn't you flip? It's too late now.
All right.
Multiple choice, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
What was the face that launched 1,000 ships?
Oh.
Was it Cleopatra, Queen Elizabeth, Janet Reno, or the Helen of Troy?
Helen of Troy.
That is correct.
Janet Reno.
Oh, poor Janet Reno.
It was Janet Reno's dance party. You remember the episode where she showed up? Where she busted through the wall and showed up? The real Janet Reno. It was great. Okay.
Now the multiple choice for you.
Oh, thank you.
What talk show host has a role in the 1996 movie Beautiful Girls?
Rosie O'Donnell.
That is correct.
That's
one
I was
going to say. You like that movie.
It's one of my favorite movies. And you know what? She's really good in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is. All right.
Another multiple choice for you, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, it's a multiple choice.
Good.
What's the name of the wolf in Dances with Wolves?
Why is the wedding band worn on the left hand? Is it A, because it looks better, B, because it's closer to the heart, C, so it won't get in the way, D, it's the law?
So it won't get in the way.
So again, why is the wedding band worn on the left hand? A, it looks better. B, it's closer to the heart. C, it's so it won't get in the way. D, it's the law.
I'm going to go with Close to the Heart.
That is correct.
Oh.
That's great.
What does that have to... Oh, because probably gets married in it or something?
I don't know.
That was the question about his wife.
Okay.
Let's see. All right.
Our final question.
This is it?
This is
Esmeralda,
it.
Esmeralda, you can't win.
Fine.
All right.
You know, every time you say that, I just think, like, you also mean the show. sorry, Esmeralda, you got to put up with Dan and Nick and Nick.
Yeah, it's true. But that, it is. It works on both levels. You know, from 2 to 5 a.m., she just can't win.
And now I don't even get any money?
No. The $43 million goes to me.
It's rigged.
And I'm going to spend it all on copies of White Knights on Blu-ray. All right. What is it, Skip?
What name on the Declaration of Independence has come...
Is this multiple choice?
Nope. But okay. You'll know it. What name on the Declaration of Independence has come to be synonymous with the word signature?
Oh.
John Hancock.
That is correct.
All right. What does that have to do with the song? Is there a signature? Sign something? What was the question?
That was the Dance Like Prince one.
Oh.
Oh, maybe it's because he's a symbol at that point. He's the Prince symbol,
was he
and
a symbol
everyone
at
knows
that point?
Him by that.
He wasn't a symbol at that point. He was still Prince.
In the 90s?
Yeah, he was still Prince. When Diamonds and Pearls came out, he was still Prince. He didn't change to the symbol until the symbol album came out.
Oh. Well, then I don't know.
I don't know. But, all right, so I won 7-5. What's the name of the wolf in Dances with Wolves? Do you know what Dances with Wolves refers to?
Is it the name of somebody?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. I haven't seen that movie. That movie's too long.
Well, it's Kevin Costner's name in the movie.
Yeah. No, yeah. Thank you. Oh, that's what they name him?
That's what they name him. They name him Dances with Wolves. So it's not too much of a ego movie. But he's a 3-hour movie named after his character.
It's just like him, isn't it?
Yeah. Except for the Buffalo Stampede Hunt. The Buffalo Hunt, which is fantastic, which was directed by Kevin Reynolds, not Kevin Costner. Kevin Reynolds came in, directed that sequence. And by the way, Kevin Costner did not thank Kevin Reynolds when he won Best Director. And the only good sequence was directed by Kevin Reynolds.
Was then Kevin Reynolds crying?
No, he was pissed.
They put him shots of him crying.
They had real cantankerous relationship. They've worked together on several movies and butted heads constantly.
Although you think he'd get a piece of that.
I'm sure he did, but... He got a special thank you at the end of the movie.
Oh.
That's all he got, was a thank you to Kevin Reynolds. So... All right. Hey, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
And Jeff Tuckman will be here and we'll do all the Friday stuff.
Very nice.
All right. We'll take a break. News is coming up next.